Have you ever prayed for a parking spot? It reminds me of an Irishman who was driving around the block again and again and again looking for a parking spot. And finally, he resolves himself to prayer and he says, Almighty God, if you find me a spot, I'll go to Mass every Sunday and I'll give up Guinness. Just then, a parking spot opened up and he dashed into the space, raised his eyes to heaven and said, Almighty God, disregard the previous conversation. I just found a spot by myself. Our prayers can tell us a lot about the image of God that resides within. For some, it is like a divine parking attendant in the sky. For others, a sort of weather report guy who with sufficient notice can stop the rains during a crucial football game. But what about during the very difficult and tragic time of our life? St. Luke is describing some of the very difficult historical situations in civil society and in the life of the church of his day. He writes his gospel just a mere 20 years after the passion and death of Jesus. Those who crucified Jesus, as well as the early preachers, brought suffering, discrimination, hatred, and even death to the early Christians and blamed them for the problems of society around them. Someone might say that these events happened years ago and don't mean much today. I beg to differ. Crimes against humanity are happening every day. Imagine hearing these readings in a Catholic church in Syria as the congregation fearfully gathers in the wake of murderous violence by some Muslim extremists, or in a church in a village in China with the Catholic community trying to keep its ties with the Pope and wondering if the repression of the government is going to take their hope away. Many are fearful of denunciation and betrayal by family and friends, as predicted by Jesus in today's gospel. But we can find many challenging experiences today. What are some of those? Some people fear despair about the future of their communities, the country, and the world. The senseless shootings at schools, during drive-by shootings, the hatred that is fostered between races and communities are all present, and the list goes on. Jesus predicts such destructiveness would happen in all kinds of fashion: the devastation of the land, the evils of war, and the lack of sharing the necessities of life with others, and the denial of the right to own a home and raise a family. We can't live in the fear that there are 15,000 nuclear warheads ready to start a war. Isn't that enough to have you and myself on our knees in prayer? As St. Luke writes about the end of the world, shortly after he experienced Jesus on the cross, gives us reason to reflect on our lives and ask, how is Jesus the source of my hope in the midst of the civil strife that is occurring around us? To look upon the cross of Jesus Christ and to see his endurance in the midst of pain and suffering, his love for others, his forgiveness of sins, and his invitation to live for the kingdom of heaven after all of us, the love and hope that anyone needs. Pardon me, offers us all the love and the hope that anyone needs. Jesus offers us new life in the midst of persecution. There were martyrs in the days of Jesus, and there are martyrs with us today. Jesus was a martyr for us, that we might turn from the destructive ways of the world to life-giving relationships formed by the kingdom ways. This life of hope is what sustained the Christian years ago, today, and in the future. We are asked, is our faith and hope in Jesus alive? Are we able to focus on Jesus and endure the struggles we experience? Justice will be done, but we truly can say Jesus will be our Savior and our Lord.